Hi, my name is James, and today's discussion, we're going to be talking about our romantic relationship to our partner or ex-husband, wife, and we're going to reflect on that relationship and how mental illness changed everything. Anybody want to talk?
Heidi?
My relationship was difficult, and it was very difficult for my family because I was paranoid many years, and I thought I was all powerful, and it just was very difficult because I thought that I should always have my way, which is not me at all.
Are you still with your romantic partner?
No, we are divorced. I think that if my illness hadn't happened, we still would be together.
My relationship with my ex-husband did change once I was diagnosed as being bipolar. Problem with my illness was the depressions were very severe, and he had a lot of difficulty coping with that and not knowing exactly what to do for me. So over time, after numerous depressions, serious depressions, he found it very difficult to deal with. And in the end, I think it was part of the reason why we split up.
My relationship at the time, at the very beginning, when I just couldn't handle it anymore, my boyfriend at the time couldn't handle the way I was behaving, the verbal aggressiveness that I had. It ended up in a breakup, and it was very difficult to handle at that time.
Hi, my name is Catherine. I was misdiagnosed. They found out years later that I was bipolar. At the time, because I was misdiagnosed, my partner sequestered me inside the apartment, and I flipped. I was self-mutilating and, scratching my arms until it bled. So it's like I was really sick.
Well, I think in my case, one of the stresses of divorce, we were getting a divorce anyways, and that was what caused my original bipolar break. I had it at work, which was even worse. So I think that for the most part, my relationship with my ex-wife was already over, and she wouldn't have been able to handle it. So,
anybody else?
If you could go back in time and then try to help you and try to help your partner at the time, you can choose one or the other or both. What's the better way to deal with? Do you have any idea?
Since I was misdiagnosed by a general practitioner, I would have gone to the emergency. Psychiatric emergency. The reason for my partner to sequester me inside the apartment was not a solution, and I was getting increasingly aggressive. I was dangerous for him and for myself.
I would have liked to gotten help a lot. A lot earlier, it would have helped me in my relationship, but I didn't, so I accepted the fact that, like I said, that we broke up and we went our own ways.
I don't think that I could have done anything differently, and I don't think my husband could have reacted in any other way, because he tried to protect himself, and he also wanted to protect myself as well. So I don't know what I could have done differently.
If I had been diagnosed earlier than I was, I think that there could have been some kind of help that would have been helpful for both myself and my partner in terms of understanding the illness and coping with it and making things such that we could deal with it. in reality, my partner did make an effort to understand and help me as much as he could, but in the end, it was just too much to deal with because of the numerous depressions I had, and they were very, very serious.
If you get a new partner now, what would you do?
I'm not quite sure that I can get a partner. I mean, I'm stable, you know, with the right medication. They finally found a way to control, you know, the right cocktail of medication. I'm independent, I'm self-sufficient, but I'm not quite sure that it's a partner would understand my illness or put up with it.
Like Catherine said, right now I'm stable, I'm on medication, everything's going well. I don't think having a partner right now is the best thing for me, but if I did have a partner, I think I would be honest with him from the beginning.
I have a new partner, but we don't live together. He has his life and I have mine, and it's going very well.
If I were to get a new partner, I would be upfront about my illness and how difficult it can be at times, but I would make it clear that I'm very stable and things are under control. And like Heidi, I would love that kind of situation. My life, his life, my place, his place, and we meet together to do things together and enjoy each other's company.
I'm not quite sure that I'm in a position to have someone else in my life right now because I was newly re-diagnosed as being schizophrenic acute. Anyways, to be frank, I'd like to be with somebody that I could be completely relaxed and tell them, oh, by the way, did you see that? And because I have hallucinations almost all the time. They bother me, and I would like to be able to share that with somebody or make a movie out of it. Draw it out, because it's hilarious, some of the things that I see. Anyways, that's it.
So would you guys agree that you need understanding and space?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Yes.
Yeah. Very much. I wish that I had a partner like Heidi. You know, that would help a lot, you know.
I think if I were to think back and about my illness, and hopefully I would have been diagnosed sooner. I was only diagnosed when I was 26 or so, and I had had episodes when I was, my first episode was when I was 18. So I didn't really know how to deal with it up until that time. And the medication made a huge difference in my life, and I had that chance, I guess, to have been diagnosed properly and had the proper medication, things might have turned out differently for me in terms of my relationship and the stability of my illness. So that would have been a great thing. But things are good now, so that's what makes the difference.
I find it's a little difficult to talk about it, but at the same time, once it's out, it feels like much better.
Yeah. It's actually being recorded. Oh. Can I use that part? It's nice too.
Okay.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Sylvain. Vous écoutez Radio Up. www.radiotraditionup.org.